Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Football's going Rome. Italy have come from behind to defeat England at Wembley to win the Euros for the first time since 1968. This is Euro Overnight Update by Optusport for Monday, the 12th of July. I'm James Lawrence and I'll be getting you up to speed on the morning's Euros action.
Pressure on a 19-year-old. And now Italy win. They're European champions for only second time, 53 years after the first. A long wait is over for the Azzurri.
Italy have defeated England in a penalty shootout to win Euro 2020. The Three Lions started the match strongly and immediately found themselves in the lead thanks to an unlikely goal from Luke Shaw less than 2 minutes into the match, the quickest ever in the final of a Euros.
Looking for a fantastic start here. Shaw!
The English held the lead for nearly three quarters of the match until Leonardo Bonucci became the second defender to score in the game with a scrappy goal from a corner.
Fizzed in low, flick on. And it's forced in the end from very close range by Leo Bonucci, and Italy are level.
With nothing separating the two sides after 90 minutes, the game moved into extra time. Both sides created chances in the added period, but neither side was able to score a decisive goal, sending the game to a penalty shootout. Although both teams had early misses, it was goalkeeper Gianluigi Donnarumma who became the hero for Italy, saving a decisive spot kick from Bukayo Saka to secure victory. Former Serie A striker John Aloisi is among the horde of Australian Italians absolutely delighted with the result. Here he is speaking on Optusport's live match coverage.
We know what the world's gone through in this pandemic, and especially it started to get hit Europe through Italy and what they had to go through for more than a year. And so a lot of them wouldn't have seen families because a lot of them play away from their families.
Despite watching his side go down, former Leeds and Sunderland striker Michael Bridges was proud of England's efforts.
What England have given, they've given the English fans hope. The FA set out to make the semi-finals of this tournament. They ticked that box off. We beat Germany in the tournament. But I'll tell you what, it's just been a great, great tournament all round for the English players, and they'll have gained so much experience.
Both sides will now have time to recuperate, with qualifiers for the 2022 FIFA World Cup set to get underway in September. However, the Italians will certainly take their time to enjoy this morning's triumph, with thousands already taking to Lygon Street in Melbourne to celebrate. And that's a wrap on UEFA Euro 2020. A year later than scheduled, we hope the coverage has brought some joy throughout the last month. Optusport will be providing you with live and exclusive coverage of the English Premier League starting in August. I'm James Lawrence. Thanks for your company.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.